This is a podcast called Walk, Talk, Listen. An attempt to connect people and make this world a bit better by sharing opinions and experiences based on the belief that everyone's perspective is true, albeit partial. My name is Maurice Bloem, and I would like to welcome you to yet another episode. Good day, everybody. This is another episode of the podcast Walk, Talk, Listen. I don't really remember which episode it is. We have, you know, been recording many episodes today. It's the second day of the CSW 68. But I'm really delighted with today's guest and who I will ask, you know, to introduce themselves. Heather, can you please start?
Yes. Hi.
Can you go in the front of the mic?
Cool. Hi, my name is Heather Chen, and I'm from California, so in the United States, and I'm a delegate slash intern of the Buddhist Tzu Foundation. Yeah.
Great. Joy, you would like to go next? And we are, just for the listeners, we are improvising here with one mic, so, you know, so that you know when you hear some sounds or we are moving the mic. Joy, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm from New York, also a delegate of the Tzu Buddhist Foundation.
Okay. Last but not least.
Hi, I'm Nina. I'm 17 years old. I'm also from California, and I'm also a youth delegate for the Buddhist Tzu Foundation.
Okay. And I met Nina this morning very early when she was the facilitator of a panel that we're part of. I've understood from Steve, Wonder Steve, that later this week, maybe, or next week, there will be a recording of that particular panel as well, right? So then you can see the magic rubber ducky, among others. Can you tell me, is this the first time you're attending the Commission on the Status of Women? Would like to go for this, answer this question, or all of you? Yeah, maybe it's good to hear from all of you if this is the first time or not.
This is Nina. This is my second year at CSW. I went last year, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Heather. This is my first year at CSW. It's been just so inspiring to hear all the speakers talk about it and just to learn more about the barriers that women experience throughout the entire world. Yeah.
This is Joy, and it's also my first time at the CSW. Yesterday was actually the first day of the CSW, and I've attended two-sided events and learned a lot of things about gender equality and women's rights.
And what I understood, you're part of a pretty large delegation, right? 23 people or something like that? Yeah. Yeah, what the listeners don't see and that I see is Wonder Steve of the same foundation is nodding, and he's kind of leading those the delegation. You know, the question that I have for the three of you is, what do you hope, you know, will happen during these 2 weeks? You have an agenda, or are you mainly, you know, learning, you know, or is there something that you hope that will happen? Who would like to go for that? Heather?
Yeah, I would say, so I'm here for the first week, mm-hmm. and unfortunately I can't make the second week, but just being here for the past day has been it's been so inspiring, being able to hear so many stories, especially their firsthand experiences, mm-hmm. having gone to those, underdeveloped countries and experiencing those barriers firsthandedly, and then just seeing and just hearing about their perspectives has just been so eye-opening. Mm-hmm. And so hoping that this week I continue to learn more about the barriers that women face throughout and the different in the numerous countries across our world, and just to continue gaining perspective and gaining compassion and empathy through these through listening to their experiences.
Okay. And Heather, when you go back to California, what do you do over there? You study or you work?
Yeah, so currently I'm a senior at high school. I'm a senior in high school. Mm-hmm. So Yeah, so when I go back, I really hope to continue bringing that, like everything that I've learned through all the initiatives and projects that I worked back at home, back mm-hmm. in California. So, for example, at home, I'm part of my student advisory committee at my school's Board of Education district. Mm-hmm. So just there, you know, we share about our perspectives about really anything that we can help improve in the education system. In our school and in our district. So I'm really hoping to share and shed a more light about what I've experienced here at CSW and just learning about education and how we can foster a more inclusive, involving both, you know, women and men, gender inclusive policies in that. And then, yeah, so I'm hoping to take that back with me, and I'm really excited.
That's great. Yeah, wonderful. Joy, what about you?
It's my first time at CSW, so my boss actually nominated me mm-hmm. to have this opportunity to join the team. My major is psychology, so okay. I really wanted to dive deep into the psychology perspective mm-hmm. and see how I can use my career and the knowledge that I have learned to help, you know, gender equality and to help how women gain their rights.
Okay, wonderful. Nina, for you, I have a slightly different question. Is you facilitated this morning's panel. Did it go as you had envisioned it? How did you feel about facilitating that panel?
It was really insightful because previously, last year and this year, I've only attended as an audience member. Mm-hmm. So it was really interesting to actually be part of the panel and to learn what goes on behind the scenes and to understand the amount of efforts that goes into planning an event like this. So it was really insightful to be able to see the efforts that people put in and see how passionate people are, because we've been working on this since November of 2023, I believe. Yeah. So it took 5 months?
It did.
And like constant meetings and like preparations for this, so it's really inspiring to be able to work on this.
Great. And if I ask you, what from your perspective, what did go well this morning, and what would you do differently next time?
Oh God, I think a lot went well. I wasn't that nervous going into it, mm-hmm. and from the beginning, I was a little nervous, but as the event went on. I felt more comfortable in that position, and I was really able to hear what you guys were all sharing. And since I was a moderator, there was more pressure for me to connect the dots, even though I might not have said it as I was moderating, but there was more pressure for me to actually hear what you guys were saying since I was like with you guys. So I learned more being on the panel, I guess. What did not go well? Or what can I take back? Oh, I think in the future, there's a lot more that I can work on personally. Mm-hmm. As I'm presenting, I can speak slowly. That's one of the things that Steve told me that I should work on, and like other people from our delegation. There's a lot of little things that I can work on in the future in regards to like my own speaking skills. Yeah.
Mm. No, I think you did great.
Thank you.
So kind. Yeah, many kudos. So you know what the theme is this year, right? So it's emphasizing on accelerating gender equality by addressing poverty and enhancing financing with a gender perspective. So can you share one key action or investment you believe is critical for making significant progress in your area of focus? Joy would like to go for this.
To me, I believe education is critical for making significant progress. Mm-hmm. As I believe it's the cornerstone of empowerment. Yesterday, I've attended several panelists. Mm-hmm. They have mentioned about women being able to make sustainable and less risky decision. However, in nowadays society, women through economic gender-based violence is hard for them to flourish as the head of the household, which is usually men, are taking on the finance opportunity, mm-hmm. and they control the money more comparing to women, which then I feel like education is more important for women to gain economic independence and also skills for employment.
Okay. Is that, asking to all of you, is that something that you see within your own families as well?
Well, my mom holds the money. my mom is responsible for all the online banking.
Okay, great. Heather, you're looking, you're not sure. Or you are,
I think
are
it's you? Split. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very, like, it really depends. But I feel like my parents are able to really juggle both sides. Like, you know, have pretty equal, like, share of the responsibilities.
Okay.
I think the power dynamic is pretty evenly split amongst the two. My mom and dad, because they both have different strengths and weaknesses. Mm-hmm. So based off that, I think my family really split off the responsibilities based on what everyone's good at.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to know, when you decide who answers this question, what drives you in your efforts towards gender equality? And can you maybe share an experience or a project that you're part of or you've seen?
Wait, what was the first part?
The first part is what drives you in your efforts towards addressing gender equality. What drives you? Why are you passionate about this?
Okay, so I think gender equality, when people think about that, they think about women, right? Mm-hmm. But that's only 50% of the population. But within that 50%, 100% of women feel the effects from gender inequality. I think the three of us here, we're all women, and I think at one point in our lives, we've all felt something related to gender. Yeah.
Discrimination.
Yeah. I think walking at night, it's often scary because we're women, right? Mm. So that targets 100% of the 50% of the world, right? But for the other 50% for men out there, there's a lot of effects coming from the patriarchal system, right? When we think of the word strong and we think of someone who's really strong, we think of someone who works and works and works and has a lot of success, but might not have a lot of weaknesses or doesn't show it to the public. They don't cry. They don't show any weaknesses. But I think that really takes a lot from who we are as humans. They're not connected with who they are as a person. They're not connected with nature. And I think that's one of the issues in society. And me personally, a project that I've been working on is I collect books from where I live in California, from libraries and my peers and churches there. And I take these books and I send it to schools in rural Africa. And some of those schools are girls-only schools. And I think that's really important because it builds the next generation from the ground, right? We start from really young children, right? Mm-hmm. So as they grow, they can be more empowered and be able to change the future of our society.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, yeah, I totally agree with that. And then just like speaking on the patriarchy and everything, I 100% agree. We talked about that before. But I also wanted to add that for me, at least for me, what drives me in my efforts towards gender equality is I'm really passionate about food politics. So mm-hmm. that's something I'm actually coming to New York to study this fall at NYU.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So with food insecurity and poverty, women and girls are often, you know, disproportionately experience food insecurity and poverty, which can definitely exacerbate, you know, the gender divide in areas such as education, health, and other opportunities available for them. And so I feel like with that, that's definitely just being able to just understanding and reading upon articles and literature about how the accessibility of food resources is just so it's so divided between women and men. It's really inspired me to like kind of dig deeper into that and, you know, and dig deeper into other barriers that women experience and how food insecurity can exacerbate into other areas that affect them.
Hmm. You know, it's part of what I understood as part of this delegation. You have a lot of, you know, youths. Why is that important? Why is it important that you guys are part of the discussion and, you know, have a seat at the table?
Yeah, I think that youth is just so important, especially in my perspective as, you know, 18-year-old and just coming here to CSW for the first time. It's just been so eye-opening and, again, just so inspiring, incredibly inspiring. And so I feel like a lot of our youth, including myself, we come in with an open mind. You know, we really try to see everything through a new lens. You know, we're still in a point in our life where we're still learning and growing. So I think that just how the youth, how we come into everything with an open mind and being able to being willing to challenge, you know, long-held assumptions and then kind of challenge that. And just staying open-minded has really allowed the youth just to play an important role and to offer a fresh perspective and on the table. And then as well, I would say that just, you know, having our youth here, because, you know, I think Joy and I talked about, all three of us talked about this earlier, but Joy mentioned how the youth is our future, you know, and also that's been something, a common theme throughout all the panels that I've went to this entire, from the past day and today, mm-hmm. They've really brought up how children are so important now because they really are our future, and so we have to invest in them. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that if we look at this through the perspective of the UN and the international community, youth, every year that we go to CSW and events like these, there's a new wave of young people who are attending these conferences. And I think that really provides a new perspective on what is working in this international sphere, what is working and what isn't working. So I think that can really give a fresh perspective to how we can change our efforts going forward and how we can really maximize the efforts of what everyone has been doing. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. You know, what I hope that this podcast will do is it will connect people with each other. You know, I'm connecting you guys now with my listeners. And I have a very specific question around that. So I always come up with a question of the previous guest to my present guest. And then I will ask you also to come up with a question for the next guest. So I have here a small video of the previous guest who have a question for you.
Yeah, we would like to invite more organizations who are focused on special inviting all the girls going back to school. And I would like to know which challenge you have and then how you overcome this challenge so we also can learn together.
I feel like it's important, like awareness and understand is the first step to mm-hmm. change. You have to like spread this thought of education and to let everyone know that it's important to educate yourself and so that you can make a change to the problem that you want to solve. So mm-hmm. I think it's important to like join events or join workshops and then learn thoughts from other people and then to educate yourself.
Get ideas of during those workshops that you can then use in your own environment. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. Anyone else?
I think this is a very complicated question because, you know, if we're speaking about vulnerable populations, like there really is no opportunity for them to choose between if they can go to school or not. Mm-hmm. And so I know in America here, I guess we do have that option, you know, if we want to go to school or not really. So that question we were able to answer in that way that, like, you know, we can just, you know, spread awareness, encourage, you know, education and how education is so important to our livelihood and everything. Mm-hmm. But really, I think when we're talking about those vulnerable populations, it's just so much, it's a deeper and more complex discussion that we should be having and how really they're able, like just being, because I think so many women just don't realize that, you know, realize, like they don't even have that like ability to choose. So they don't, they're not able to learn or realize the how important education really is and how it can really open their minds to so many more things and how it can open their minds to their big dreams that if they have and then they want to achieve in their future. So that's my response.
Mm, okay.
I think for us, when we think of education, we think of the standard like social studies, science, math, things like that. But education, you can be educated on so many different things in addition to that. Like me personally, I'm really interested in music. So outside of school, I participate in cello lessons and orchestra and things like that. But I think for wherever you are in the world, even if you're not getting standard education, you can still educate yourself on whatever topics that you're interested in. Yeah.
Okay. Let me piggyback on the comment that you made around that you're interested in music. I'm also interested in music, so that's why I always have a music question. If I ask you guys to come up with a piece of music or a song that that inspires you or reflects, you know, in terms of how you think about gender equality? Which song or piece of music would you come up with?
Me personally, I've done research in the past on the intersection of music and gender inequality with a specific focus on composers, especially female composers. And one female composer that I've researched is, I think her name is Dana Kaufman. She's based in California and she's still alive today. She makes really interesting music that empowers minorities like women, LGBTQ people, and things like that. And one of her pieces is called Diary of a Madman. It was written in 2012. And it really combines historical aspects of music. There's a lot of Eastern European influences, but it also combines it with contemporary musical techniques. And through that, she tells a tale of minorities, and she really interweaves her own female voice in that. And so I think my answer would be Diary of a Madman.
Okay. Heather, Joy, any songs, piece of music?
Yeah, but for me, I would just say... if we're talking about music particularly, I would just speak on all the women artists that I've grown up around, especially, you know, Rihanna, Beyonce. Those are just like really large names that, you know, when you think of women in music, you just think of them. And there's just so many more out there, and how there's so many women out there singing about their experiences and being able to use music or different expressions of art to really voice their opinions and share their stories. So just, I guess, throughout pop culture and other music, I've just been able to really listen to that, yeah.
Great.
Talking about pop culture, there's one song that I really like to recommend is Scars to Your Beautiful by Alessia Cara. The meaning of the song is a woman uplifting song, and it's to remind women that beauty isn't only one look, shape, size, or color. And I really love this song. Yeah. It's really...
So I know you guys have to go to the next session. I still want to do the rapid fire questions with you. So... short answers, and then at the end it's possible to get back to one question so that you can more context. How do you want to do that? You want to answer all, or you want to, you know, question one you will answer, question two you will answer? How do you want to do it?
You can do it all.
Okay, cool. Okay, the first question, in one word, what do you think is the biggest barrier to gender equality globally?
Stereotype.
Patriarchy.
Expectations.
Okay. A yes or no question. Can technology significantly accelerate gender equality?
Yes.
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 Who is one person that has significantly influenced your approach to gender equality?
My mom.
The woman of the Tsuji Buddhist Foundation.
My mentor, Ashley Young.
What's one book you recommend everyone reads to understand gender equality better? And I'm looking at the book now, but the listeners don't see it, so you have to tell what the title is.
It's called How the Road Built Me. It's by John Coonrod. He was a panelist during today's session.
Oh, and John will be very happy that he's promoted here. Anyone else? No? Okay. Question about future vision. In three words, how do you envision the future of gender equality?
Inclusive.
Commitment.
Unified.
I like the 3 degrees here. Nobody knows that anymore, that band. But, you know, when you Google it, you will see it. If you could change one thing about the world today to advance gender equality, what would it be?
To ensure... everyone gets equal access to education regardless of their gender.
Gender-based violences.
Okay. What message would you send to your future self 5 years from now regarding your work in gender equality?
Nina, open your eyes.
Keep going.
Stay passionate.
Okay. You're allowed to go back to one of the questions to... give more context, or maybe you're happy.
I would like to go back to my two words for the question, but my message to my future self. So I said, keep going. So I feel like these two simple words, they carry a really powerful message for my future self, because I feel like in 5 years, the journey will still be far from over. But, you know, these two words, keep going, is a reminder to never become complacent or, you know, discouraged by the seemingly, I guess, like glacial pace of progress. There you go. And I feel like it's just going to remind me to really maintain passion, resilience, and determination to continuing working on this critical work. Yeah.
Great. Before I'm going to thank you for, you know, your willingness to talk with me and sharing your wisdom, is there one question that I should have asked you that I didn't? I think we all heard that they are good. Okay. Thank you so much, and have fun this week, and thanks for everything you do. And yeah, stay in touch. And
thank you.
Please check out the other participants as well. Oh, you didn't do that? Oh, yeah. That's my mistake. I always forget this question. Okay, so you need, if you can look at Diana, because she will be filming your question for the next guest.
Yeah. What is one small daily action you believe everyone could take to build in a more gender equal society?
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been an honor.
Thank you.
It was great. Thank you for listening to Walk, Talk, Listen. Please check us out on 100mile.org or follow us on Facebook or Instagram.